Lord, we give God thanks and praise for this new year. On behalf of our pastors, we are excited for this new year. And I know that they are excited for what God is going to do through TC. Aren't you excited? Can you hear it? Can you feel it? God is getting ready to do some amazing things through Transformation Church, through our pastors. And let's give it up for our pastors. Let's give it up. Come on, we could do better online, please. They were so faithful and so gracious to lead us through this pandemic. So many churches closed. So many churches are just on the verge of just facing really difficult times and just going through some difficult things. And not that we're not going through difficult things. And not that those other church leaders aren't great leaders, but we have some amazing pastors and leaders here who are faithful, who remain dedicated to the cause, and they've carried us through 2021, one of the most difficult times in history. I know their words of encouragement has blessed me, has blessed my family, has gotten me through some really dark days. So again, let's give it up for our pastors. Pastors, if you're watching today, thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for being the leaders of this house. And I know that God is going to do even greater in 2022. God bless you. At this time, we're going to get ready for the Word of God. And again, it's an honor and a privilege that our pastors have given me this opportunity to share with you today, today's message. And today, I want to encourage you, because as we look at 2022, as we look at this new year, we see that there's a lot of things going on, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of fear, a lot of doubt between COVID and protocols and isolations and all of these other things have caused us to be in a place of uncertainty and fear. And that's why I want to encourage you today for 2022 to start your new year with this message, living with confidence. That in spite of whatever we're going through, we can still have confidence, we can still have faith, we can still have this understanding that everything is going to be okay. And I don't know about you, but there have been times in my life when I felt uncertain. I felt afraid. I remember the time when my son, he was a newborn, and he was coughing and wheezing, and he was suffering from a breathing condition called asthma. And I remember taking him home from the doctors after countless meetings with the doctors, after countless nebulizer treatments, all of these things. And I would leave from those doctor's appointments, coming home, and I would just feel so discouraged, so uncertain, not sure what the future held for our family. And I know that all of us have gone through that time, and it reminded me of a time when I was a child. Because you see, when I was a child, anytime the thunderstorms would crash, boom. And I would hear the thunder, I would hear the lightning, and I would hear all that rain coming down. I would be so afraid. And no, I didn't go underneath the covers. I ran to my parents' room. I ran as fast as I could. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go where it's safe. And I would go underneath the covers with my parents, and they would hold me, and I knew that everything would be okay. The conditions didn't change. The rain still pouring, the thunder, the lightning, all of that stuff was happening. But I was with my parents, and I knew they knew everything, so it was going to be okay. I could rest. And as I got older, I realized that my parents don't know everything. They're great people. I love them. But what I was attracted to was their confidence, the confidence that they still have until this day. And I've seen that confidence carry them through the most difficult storms of life. I've seen how in their darkest hours, they remain confident that somehow things were going to work out. And I want to encourage you today, because even in my life, I had to learn this confidence. I had to learn that, you know what? Things are going to be okay because God is with me. I had to learn that, you know what? I can find peace and assurance, and that I'm not alone, and that He will take me through every situation. Every situation that I'm going through right now, I know that Jesus will carry me through. I have a confidence for 2022 that, you know what? God is going to be with me. And if He's with me, it's going to be all right. I don't have to be afraid. There'll be times when I become fearful. I'm not going to sit here and give you make believe. No, yeah, I will be afraid. But even when I'm afraid, I can run to the one who is greater than me. And He will give me the comfort and peace I need to carry me through whatever storms I'm going to face for 2022. So that's why I can live, or living with confidence. And I know I'm not the only one in this room. Somehow we've all may have lost our confidence because of the circumstances that have stripped us from the norm, our normalcy of life. Our confidence has been depleted by the issues of life. And as we start this new year, let me encourage you to place your confidence in God. We can live with confidence today because God is still in control. He holds the world in his hands. And when your confidence is in Christ, you can live confidently because Jesus will carry us through the most difficult storms. I'm here to remind you today that we can have confidence because Jesus is a firm foundation. Jesus is our rock. And when we lean on him, we won't fall. When we lean on him, we won't be disappointed. You see, our world is so unstable with uncertainty and fear, but there is a person who has everything under control. And if we put our trust in him, he'll walk with us hand in hand through the darkest of nights. And I know that God must have known that we, in this time, in this day and age, would be going through times of uncertainty, of doubt and fear. And that's why he wrote, or he used Paul the Apostle to write a letter to the Philippian church to let them know to be confident. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this, that he who has begun a good work in you, stop there. Being confident of this, that he who has begun a what? A good work. He will do what? He will carry it unto completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Think about that for a moment. Being confident that he who has started the good work in us, at TC, God's going to finish what he started. That God's not done. No matter what the news report says, no matter what your coworker is saying, guess what? God is not done because we have the promise of God in Philippians 1:6 that says, being confident of this, God will carry us through. You see, Paul the Apostle was confident in the midst of his situation that God would finish what he started. And Paul's situation wasn't an easy one. It wasn't like Paul was on a beach taking in the sun and the waves. No, that wasn't Paul's story. Paul was writing from a jail. And with shackles on his hands, he's saying, be confident of this, that he who has begun a good work will carry it unto completion. You see, even though Paul was shackled physically, he wasn't shackled spiritually. And no matter what was going on, yes, amen. No matter what was going on in Paul's life, Paul was confident that God will finish what he started. And that there was no power in hell, no authority in hell that could stop the work, the good work of God. And all God is saying for us today is, will you believe? Will you trust that I am able to finish the good work that I've started in your life? We said that Paul was going through an uncertain time, but he was still able to write letters of encouragement. He was still able to give out because why? He was confident that God was going to carry the church through whatever situation they were going through. He was confident that God will complete the work that he started in his life. And I encourage you today, God is not done with you. Paul was letting the believers know that no matter what the future may hold, as long as Christ is with you, you will be victorious. You see, what determines victory is if you complete what you started. Doesn't matter how. And I know sometimes it may not be a pretty win, but a win is a win. You look at yourself, you look at 2021, you say, God, I don't even know. That wasn't even, whoa, how did I get through this last year? You made it. You're victorious. You won. We got here. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I may not have had the best attitude. I may not have prayed the right prayers at times. I may have gotten frustrated, but Lord, thank you that I remained faithful to you and you have carried me to this point. You see, Paul was writing to them in spite of their imperfection. God was still working in their life, the good work. And what is that good work? The good work is God's inner strength to see us through every situation that we face. That is the good work that God is working in us. The inner strength, the strength that you feel like you don't possess right now, God says you have it. Just have confidence. You have it. You're going to make it. You're going to make it to the end. Just believe you're going to get there. And that inner work is going to start working in your life. It's going to start churning. It's going to start, oh my gosh. It's going to start, all of a sudden it's going to start working. All of a sudden the wheel is going to start rolling. Why? Because God is saying, I'm just waiting for you to have the confidence. The work has already been complete. The work is already complete because Jesus has already died. Jesus has already come back to life. And I'll share a little bit more about that. But having confidence in God. You know, there's a story of, people were on a plane, this group of people, they were on the plane, and all of a sudden they were hit, bam, with this storm. It's like, what? Oh my God, has that ever happened to you? You were just, everything was so cool, and all of a sudden this storm hit you, and you're on the plane, it's totally out of your control, and all of a sudden they're going, I'm like, oh Mike, what's going on? We're going under. And everybody's panicking and screaming, ah! Have you ever been on that plane ride? That's never happened to me, thank God. I pray, Lord, help me. But some of us in this room have been through that experience where people are yelling and screaming, and maybe that person next to you is squeezing your hand, and you're so afraid, you're just like, okay, I don't, all right, here's my hand, right? But they were yelling and screaming and panicking, except for this one boy, instead of panicking and screaming, he's writing, or he's drawing. He's drawing a tree. The lady looks over and says, wait a minute, every single one of us on this plane is screaming and panicking. She goes over to the boy and says, you don't see what's going on? The boy says, yeah, I know, I see. She said, you're not afraid? He says, no. She said, why are you not afraid? What's wrong? He said, my dad is the pilot. I know he's gonna work this out. He has it all under control. You see, his confidence wasn't in himself. His confidence was in his dad. And he knew that his dad was an experienced pilot, and he knew his dad can see him through every storm, any situation. And God is saying that, you know what, no matter what situation, no matter what storm you face today, know who your pilot is. Know that Jesus is the one who's directing your life. Knowing that he's the one who started and he's the one who's going to finish. That means that he's going to get you to your destination. He's going to get you there. You may not know how, you may not have the money, you may not have the resources, you may not even have the answer today, but just know where your confidence needs to go. And know that God will get you to your destination. We can be assured. Why? Because in every moment of our lives, we can live with that, right? Because we are confident, and because God is in control of every moment of our life, we can what? Live with confidence. Assurance to say, you know what? It's going to be all right. Don't you see the news? Don't you see another outbreak has happened? Don't you see all the things that's going on? It's going to be all right. He's the pilot. I want to let you know something. I told the 9 o'clock, I tell you this. God's not nervous. All of the storms, all of the outrage, everything that's going on in this world, God is still on the throne. And I want to let you know he's already written the story. He has already written our future, and it's what? Victory. You want to know the name of the story? The name of the story is you win. That's your story. You will win when you put confidence, right? Because he is in control every moment of our lives, we can live with confidence that what? We will be victorious. We will be victorious. We can be assured that God will complete the work he started. Why? Because he is a God of character. God keeps his word. I try. Sometimes I let my kids down. Dad, you promised you were going to get me ice cream today. There was traffic, son. Walmart was crazy New Year's Eve. I'm sorry. But God said it. He will do it. He will come through because he's a God of character. We can live in confidence that we serve a good father who knows what's best for his children. I'm sorry. That's so good. I have to say it again. We can live in confidence that we serve a what? A good father. A good daddy, a good father who loves us and cares for us, and he knows, because he sees the future, he has everything written out, he's sovereign, he's in control, he knows everything, and he's going to give us the best. Do you trust that today? Yes. Do you believe that today? If you're online today, we want to encourage you, believe that God has everything under control, and have confidence in that, and that he's a good father, and that his intent is only for our good. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Lord. And he says, God did not start this good work of granting us a relationship with him only to leave us during the difficult times. I want to let you know something, that God hasn't dropped us. He's with us. He's with us in the storm. He's granted us his peace. Pastor mentioned it the other day. We can look to him in the storms and experience his peace. No matter what 22 may hold, we can be confident that God will continue to be our firm foundation that we can depend on. We can live confidently that God's promise will be completed in our lives. When life's uncertainty comes our way, we need to be reminded that God has not stopped working because of problems or when uncontrolled circumstances arise. We have to remain confident. There are some things that you weren't expecting in 2021, 2022. We weren't expecting these things, but God is still on the throne. God is still here. God is still worship. God says, so you know what, still worship me. You know that I will see you through. The plan of God for your life still remains true, even in the midst of uncertainty, and we can be confident that God will get us through and he will take us to our destination. Our Heavenly Father has a good work. He started the good work by what? By sending his son, Jesus. There it is. You may say, well, how am I going to get through the storms of life? Because of Jesus. Because Jesus is the one who will get us through. He's the faithful one who died for us. And his divine plan hasn't changed or hasn't been turned by anything that's happened in this world. We can go through these uncertain times of fear with confidence because God has not abandoned us. In a world of fear, in a world of outrage, in a world where people don't know, people are searching for answers, there's Jesus saying, here I am. Oh my gosh, I don't know what we're going to do. Here I am. The political parties, everything is going crazy. Here I am. I have sickness in my body. I don't know what I'm going to do. Here I am. God hasn't stopped saying that, and he will always say that. We'll talk about that a little later on. And if Jesus promised, here's another thing. If Jesus promised to come back for his church, because we know that he has promised that to us, we can have confidence that there is a what? There is a hope and a future for us. Now, I know for some of us in here, we know that God exists. But for 2022, God wants us to not only know that he exists, but God says, I want you to believe in me. I want you to have confidence, not in yourself, not in your job, not in your 401k. It got quiet. As soon as I said that, it got quiet. God wants us to have faith in him. God wants us to trust him. And here's what scripture says. Hebrews 12, verse 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Think about that for a moment. He's the one who started. He's the one who called you. I know you're the one who thought, oh, I'm the reason why I'm here at TC. No. It was God who called you here. And I know you think that, you know what, I have to work out this faith. No. God says, I'm the finisher. I'm the one who started. I'm the one who's going to finish your faith. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Why should we look to him? Because why? He endured the cross. We talked about that song, Hallelujah for the Cross. Jesus Christ has gone through the worst suffering that any man could ever endure. Jesus knows what it's like to go through pain. Jesus knows what it's like for people to talk behind your back and gossip about you. Your very friends who you depended on, he knows what it's like for those same people to turn their back and run. He knows. He's been there. That's why we can look to him. Jesus knows what it's like to lose loved ones. You know, he's been there. That's why we can look to him. The Bible says, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. I love that. In spite of whatever was going on, Jesus was able to endure because of what? The joy. The joy is being with God. Despising the shame, we'll talk about that a little later. Despising the shame and has sat down at the right hand of God. In other words, he won. I don't know how else to tell you. He's a winner. And anybody who chooses to follow Jesus is a winner. You're just going to win. Sometimes you don't even know how. You're like, how did I win in 2021? Jesus. I looked to Jesus. I said, how do I? It wasn't that I'm the smartest. It's not that I'm a doctor. It's not that, oh, I have all everything together. No. It's because I looked to Jesus. I just looked to him. Lord, I need your help. And here he comes. He helps me. And Jesus says, you know what? Anybody who looks to me and has faith and confidence in me will be victorious. I'm summarizing Hebrews 12, verse 2. I'm summarizing it. Why? Because he sat down at the right hand of God. He was despised and shamed. He went through the most difficult things in this world, but he still endured. That's why he knows that you can have confidence in him, because why? He endured. He didn't give up. Now, if you were following somebody who gave up and, it was tough, it's hard. Jesus says, I know it was tough, but for the joy that was set before me, I kept going. And now that I've won, I'm going to teach you how to win. And how do you win? You look to me. Follow my lead. I'll show you the path. Follow my lead. I'll show you how to win. Do what I tell you to do. You're going to win. This is not an if, but, or maybe. No, this is a will. You will be victorious in 2022 if you look to Jesus. There's a saying that says you could put that in the bank. In other words, that's a guarantee. I stand on the promises of Christ. Christ hasn't failed me yet. There's some times I'm like, God, I don't know about this one, but I'm going to keep looking to you. And God says, do you know who I am? Right? He's on the right hand of God. He's on the right hand. He's the finisher of our faith. By looking to him, it means you go to God with your problems. To live with confidence means I look to Jesus for answers to life's problems. Aren't you tired of trying to figure out things on your own? Your brain, has that ever happened to you? You're trying to write a paper. You're trying to figure out how come this person doesn't love you. You're trying to, you just bang your head against the desk. Why won't they love me? Jesus says, put your trust in Christ. I love you. I love you with an everlasting love. I never get tired of you, never get weary. I'll give you the solution. Just look to me. And we have a story or an example of that in God's word. It was the story of King Jehoshaphat. King Jehoshaphat is the king of Judah, and he's the king of only two tribes, a small kingdom. But why would they bother this small tribe, you may ask? Because they had the promises of God over their lives, and the enemy will always be after us. You may be wondering today, but me, I'm just a small old lady. I drive my little car and I don't bother anybody. Why would this person at ShopRite attack me? When you have the promises of God over your life, sometimes the enemy will come out of nowhere unexpectedly. And this is what happened to King Jehoshaphat. King Jehoshaphat's small kingdom, and the Moabites came and they teamed up. Wasn't enough just to have one army, because one army would have defeated them. No, they had to combine forces because they saw the God in Israel. And when people see the God of you, they're going to give you bigger battles. Bigger battles are going to come your way. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, why is this battle so big? It's because the God in you. Not because you can handle it so much, because the God in you can handle it, and he's going to carry you through. Woo! Thank you, Lord. It says here, the king was surrounded, and when he heard the report that the army was coming for him, King Jehoshaphat said, oh my God, why? You may have said that today, why? What are we going to do? And Jehoshaphat says, you know what, let's pray. Let's go and let's pray to Jehovah. And this is what Jehoshaphat prays in 2 Chronicles 20 verse 12. He says, Jehoshaphat prays, oh Jehovah, our God. Notice that word there. If you don't remember anything else for this service, remember, our who? Our God. He's your God. He's the one who you should run to when you're in trouble. He's our God. And I'm not knocking therapy. I'm not knocking all those other things. That's great. But at the end of the day, in those midnight hours when you're crying and you're all alone and you don't know who to go to, what to search for, you can say, Jesus, it hurts. Jesus, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Jesus, I don't know how this bill is going to get paid. I need you. Jesus, you can cry to him. I'm getting a little excited. Forgive me. All right. It says, oh, Jehovah, our God, we do not know what to do. That's a good place. And I know we live in America where we have all the answers and we have all the technology and we have Wikipedia. I don't need God. I have Wikipedia. I just Google it. Just Google it. There's a T-shirt that says that, right? Something about dad and My daughter knows everything. Just Google her or something like that. But in other words, we can Google everything. We don't need to. But God put Jehoshaphat in this place where he said, I don't know. We don't know what to do. Are you feeling that way today? Are you feeling helpless? Are you feeling afraid? Are you saying to yourself, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know how I'm going to get to 2022. I lost my job. I lost my marriage. I'm sick. I don't know what I'm going to do. Notice what he says here. He says, we are helpless. It's no match. There's no match. There's no way I go into this ring and I'm going to come out victorious. It's a waste of time even getting into the ring with this opponent because I know I'm going to lose. It's helpless against this large army. But, come on. But, and you have to remember that the but is really important in your life. No matter what's going on, I'm sick, my family, all these other things. But, you forgot about the one person. Our eyes are on you. Our eyes are on you, Lord. We may not have the answers. We may not have it all together. We may not even have a New Year's resolution for 2022. I don't know how many of you wrote out something. It's just, Lord, just get me through. But what is your New Year's resolution for 2022? Just get me through. That's all I have. My eyes are on you. We are helpless. It says here, when the report came, he prayed that prayer. He says, our eyes are on you. Is there anyone, I said today, feeling helpless? When you are helpless and afraid, you can talk to God because he what? He listens. He listens to his children. You see, when you are helpless and afraid, our God cares and he will deliver. He's going to get you out. I don't know how he's going to do it, but he always does. And you know what? He's always on time. Let's see what happens here because God cares and he listens. The battle is not yours. We could just go home. That's a Pastor Joe moment right there. Drop the mic. Just drop the mic. Pastor Joe, whoo, I'm dropping the mic. Now I know what Pastor Joe goes through when that happens. The battle is not yours. You could just go home with that. God bless you. No, stay. The battle is not yours, but God's. God's telling you, let me handle this in a polite way. Let me handle this. I got it. Do you ever see a child who is 6 years old and he's trying to figure out your problems? You're like, okay, thank you. But all you have to do is just go to the store. You know banking now. In other words, that's what God is saying. This battle is not yours. You can trust me, but God's. This is the part. You will not have to fight. You see, Jehoshaphat thought he would have to fight this army. God says, no, you're not even going to have to fight to show up. Just watch and see how Jehovah will save you. Just watch and see for 2022 how Jehovah is going to save us. How God is going to do the miraculous in our life. Just watch and see. Don't get caught up with worry. Live confidently that God's going to do it. He's going to do it. And the next morning, instead of putting out the soldiers, guess what Jehoshaphat did? Jehoshaphat put out the singers. He said, let's celebrate. Already praising God for the victory that was to come. Yes, we can praise God. They begin to march and to sing praises to Jehovah. What are those things in 2021 that had you stressed out? Start praising God. Start making those lists. I know they're already in your head. Some of you just finished making your Christmas lists, right? You made your list, right? Christmas list and all that other stuff, but no, God says, make this list of problems that you may have. Make that list and every single problem. This person is irritating. That person, I'm having a difficulty here, Lord. God says, I'll do it, but begin to praise me. And why? Why should I praise the Lord? Why? Because the joy of the Lord is your what? All right, TC, say that again. We're rounding third. So the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is the thing that's going to carry you. Your joy, your happiness, your excitement, you're reading the word, you're praying, you're celebrating the goodness of God. That's what's going to get you through the problems. That's what's going to get you to victory land. But you got to praise him. You got to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in spite of what's going on. Lord, I trust you. I give you thanks. I know that, Lord God, all of my problems can be solved when I look to you. Thank you, God. Just watch and see how Jehovah will save you. Another verse of scripture. Well, we can live with confidence because we know Jesus is the one fighting our battles. He's fighting. This is how I fight my battles. I trust the Lord. Another verse of scripture, thank you, says, trust in the Lord with some of your heart. It says with all everything, all that I have. That means that if I'm on my last dollar and God says, will you trust me? Your currency is only a penny left. God says, give it to me. All I have is one penny left of trust. God says, give it all. Give God your all. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. This mind, I love you. Thank you, Lord, for my right mind. But sometimes my mind goes places. I know God goes, why are you thinking that? Lean not onto your own understanding. Why are you coming up with that plan? Lean not onto your own understanding in all your ways, not just on Sunday, but at your job, how you deal with your kids, how you deal with your coworkers. All your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path crooked, straight. So what are those crooked paths that you're going through right now? What are those obstacles that are so hard? God says, trust me, submit. Ooh. Pastor Glenn, you had me this message. I was excited. I was cheering. But then you said that word, to submit. Submit. Okay, this is where it gets hard, because my plans, my future, the way I want to do things, I have to give that over to God's plans. It says here, many of us are guilty of saying, I will trust you, but to submit my future and my plans in God's hands, well, that's another story. But I want to let you know that to trust God means that you give over your power. You give over your power. And it says here, here's another secret of why we can have confidence or live with confidence, because God not only sees, but he's able to catch us. He's able to catch us when we fall. You see, many of us may have equated people's weariness with God being weary. But listen to what God says here. We can live with confidence if you trust his plan and you will submit to God's plan. We said that, right? So when you trust God, you'll submit. You'll give over the power. What power we may have, God says, give it over to me. I'll direct you. I'll give you the strength. I'll carry you through. We live with confidence when we what? When we trust and we submit. The scripture says here why he will catch us. Jesus says this. He says, have you not known? Have you not heard? In other words, don't you know who I am? You see, our God is a big God. I don't know, sometimes we believe in God and we just think that God is like just some scary God who comes out and, okay, I'll help you. No, God comes out with his chest out like what? Like, what's going on? Like, I don't know. When I was growing up, my dad, oh God, I'm still afraid of him at 70 years old. And he had the biggest hands. But let me tell you, when I call my dad and I'm walking with my dad comes out. Everybody's like, all right, okay. And God is saying, you can call on me. And when I come out, I'm coming out with my chest out. God is not coming out. I don't know what we're going to do. No, no, no. God says, what's going on here, son? What's going on here, daughter? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. Another mic drop moment. He created the heavens and the earth. He created the ends of the earth. He can handle your problems. He does not faint or grow weary. Highlight that. He does not what? He doesn't faint or grow weary. He doesn't get tired after a long day. I'm exhausted. God must be exhausted. No, God says, bring it on. I'm just warming up some tea for you. What's going on? You're exhausted, God. Oh, I just talked to Cheryl. She's tired of listening to my problems. God says, well, I'm glad now you can come to me. I don't get tired. You can pray to me all night. His understanding is what? Unsearchable. To trust God means that you are able to trust him with the outcome. You know, when I was younger, the youth pastor, the youth leader at the time would say, we want to teach you guys faith. We want to teach you faith. And I have an illustration, so come on up. And all the kids would line up. We would all line up. And he said, all right, you, turn around. You turn around. You cross your hands. Close your eyes. Fall back. And there were some people in our youth just fall back. A lot of you remember that, right? And the youth leader would catch them. But there were some of us in that group, myself included, who was like, all right, Glenn, turn around. Cross your hands. Close your eyes. Fall back. I said, listen. I said, I'm a big guy. I was a big guy then. I'm a big guy now. And I said, listen, I don't know if you can handle me. I don't know if I fall, you're going to catch me. And I'm like, nah, I'm sorry. And I walk off the line. But with God, God says, no, you can fall back. And not only that, when you fall back, I will not only catch you, I will carry you. Amen. I will carry you. Now, I know some of us in this room will say, and if I gave you this challenge, I said, you know what, $200 for anybody who could carry me for a mile. $200 right now. Who would do that? Who would be that person? Oh, me. Look at the way right there. Look, Josiah, please. You wouldn't make it out the door. Right? But this is what God is saying. God is saying, I will carry you and I will not get weary. You know, we as humans, we can only carry so much for so long. God says that when you give me your burdens, I will not only catch you, I will carry you to the end. Thank you, Lord. I close by saying this. Can you imagine that in 2022, we put our confidence in God? Instead of putting our confidence in political parties, financial status, or in our own efforts, we say, you know what, Lord, I'm going to live in confidence. I'm going to put all my weight on you. God says, bring it on. You see, God is bigger than any champion, any wrestler. Think of a wrestler right now. Hulk Hogan, The Rock. They have some big muscles, right? But God says, my muscles are bigger than theirs. And you know what? The Rock has to take rest days. God never rests. Think about that for a moment. So God says, I will carry you. I want to encourage you today, don't talk yourself out of putting your confidence in Jesus today. Jesus' arms are outstretched, and he has big arms that you can rest in, and he will carry you through 2022. God bless you. God bless you. Yes. So at this time, we're going to close. I don't want to thank you for being here today, and just want to pray a blessing over you. And I don't know if that's you. Sorry. I missed that point. Well, so what do you need to do? I got in the zone. Recognize that we need the Lord's strength. Recognize that we need the Lord's strength. Trust the Lord's direction. And find your hope in Christ. I know some of us today are wondering, where can I put my hope? Where can I put my trust? Christ says, I'm right here. Me. It's me. I can take it. I can carry you. Please give me the challenge. God says, please give me the challenge. I won't disappoint you. I won't let you down. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you again for being here with us. And Lord God, we pray for those who may be looking for a place to put their trust or going through a time of uncertainty and fear. We're praying today that, Lord God, we would put our confidence and faith in you. And if you are not a believer, you're here with us for the first time and you say, you know what, Pastor, I want to put my confidence in Jesus. It's simply just believing in him as Lord and Savior. And if you want him to be your Lord and Savior, just simply pray. Say, dear Jesus, I come before you today and I ask for you to come into my heart.